You probably saw Concepcion Pichetto if you visited the White House over the past 35 years or so. She lived in a camp in Lafayette Park, right across the street from the official home of U.S. presidents. Pichetto was a peace activist, holding up homemade signs with anti-war messages. She kept a vigil in the park through rain and snow and heat waves. She opposed war, nuclear weapons, and violence against children. She died January 25th at N Street Village, a shelter for homeless women in Washington. The Washington Post says she had the longest continuous act of political protest in the United States. When she died, Concepcion Pichetto was believed to be about 80 years old. She was also known as Connie or Conchita. She came to the United States as a Spanish immigrant when she was 18. Through the years, she spoke English with an accent. The small woman wore a wig and a scarf over a metal helmet. Walt Palmer worked for ABC News in Washington. Sometimes he was sent to the White House. I remember talking to her one spring day in the mid-1980s, Palmer says. She had particularly big hair. Asking about it, she removed the wig she wore to cover the cooking pot on her head to protect from the government X-rays. It was a story Pichetto told many people. She thought the government was trying to hurt her by aiming X-rays at her head. Only a few people would believe that to be true. And many people questioned her mental health. Others thought she had a clear mind. Either way, she provided food for thought for people coming to see one of the most famous houses in the world. Susan McQuillan Bonney works in Washington, D.C. In 2001, she took two children to see the White House. They were more fascinated with Concepcion Pichetto and how and why she lived outside than they were with the White House, Bonney says. They asked her how she ate and where she went to the bathroom. She told them how a group of people took care of her and the other activists on the vigil. I remember it was hard to explain later what nuclear weapons were. It would be impossible to know how many times Pichetto spoke with people passing by, but many people who saw her protest signs would talk about them. Some were even inspired by her peace vigil. She was married once and had adopted a child with her husband, according to the Washington Post. She was separated from her family, and the newspaper says she last saw her child when the girl was very young. She met a man named William Thomas on the streets of D.C. Together, they started the protest in Lafayette Park. Others joined them, including a woman who later married Thomas. He has since died, and his wife moved away. Others have worked with Pichetto to keep the vigil. U.S. Park Police rules say that a temporary shelter must be occupied or it will be taken down. Once, years ago, when Pichetto had let others stay at her camp, they left it empty. The park police took it down. Eleanor Holmes Norton stepped in to help Pichetto. Norton is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Saying the park police action was outrageous, Norton picked up the telephone, called the police, and had Pichetto's home put back in the square. Norton says Pichetto was successful in influencing efforts to limit the production of nuclear weapons. Norton says Pichetto is an inspiration to her and her fight for D.C. statehood.
She inspires me in the great struggle of the people of the District of Columbia for statehood, and she inspires all of us who want peace in this world and a world free of nuclear arms.
And what about the future of the vigil? A spokesperson for the U.S. Park Police says it can stay as long as it is occupied. And for now, the group of peace activists who had kept the vigil with Concepcion Pichetto are still there, right across the street from the White House. I'm Ann Ball.